From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. Emmerson Mnangagwa, who was fired November 5th from his position as Zimbabwe's vice president, was sworn in today as president, ending the rule by Robert Mugabe, who resigned this week. VOA's Anita Powell is in Zimbabwe's capital, Harare.
It's a big day here in Zimbabwe's capital as the nation sees its first new president sworn in 37 years. But Emmerson Mnangagwa won't have a minute to rest on his laurels. He's promised to get straight to work, fixing the nation's shattered economy, struggling institutions, and slipping infrastructure. Additionally, the Constitution calls for a broad and sweeping program of reform. And as if that weren't enough of a challenge, Mnangagwa inherited the post after the stunning resignation of longtime President Robert Mugabe. Under the Constitution, the nation has to go to fresh polls next year. Anita Powell, VOA News, Harare, Zimbabwe.
Myanmar and Bangladesh have signed an agreement for the return home of hundreds of thousands of Rohingya who fled to Bangladesh to escape violence in Myanmar's Rakhine State. This development follows comments from U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, in which he said violence in Rakhine State targeting the Muslim Rohingya qualifies as ethnic cleansing. The search ended today for three U.S. sailors missing in the Philippine Sea since an American Navy aircraft crashed this week. The transport aircraft was traveling to the USS Ronald Reagan when it crashed. Eight people were rescued quickly and are in good condition, but Japanese and U.S. ships and aircraft had continued searching for three others. This is VOA News. The fourth Thursday of each November is known as Thanksgiving in the United States. Families gather together, eat hearty meals, and offer thanks for their blessings. President Trump took advantage of the Thanksgiving Day holiday to speak to members of the armed forces. He applauded their work around the world and especially their fight against the Islamic State, also known as ISIS.
The fight against ISIS, it's coming our way. Big, big difference. A lot of things have happened. They say we've made more progress against ISIS than they did in years of the previous administration. And that's because I'm letting you do your job. You're performing more than 1,000 missions over the skies of Iraq and Syria in the last 4 months. We're very, very proud of you. Believe me, everybody in this country is watching and they're seeing positive reports for change instead of the neutral and negative reports. It's all positive.
President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump also visited with members of the U.S. Coast Guard in the state of Florida. They took a Thanksgiving Day meal to them and then returned to their private estate in Florida to celebrate the holiday. The holiday shopping season has officially kicked off in the United States here on Friday. Here's VOA's Mil Arcega.
Retailers estimate close to 164 million Americans, almost 70% of the U.S. population, will go shopping over the Thanksgiving Day holiday weekend. If those numbers hold up, NationalToday.com, which tracks the commercial implications of various holidays and events around the world, say Black Friday 2017 could be the biggest yet.
VOA's Mil Arcega. Black Friday comes on the Friday after Thanksgiving. A suicide bomb attack on a police convoy in northwestern Pakistan today killed a senior officer and his guard and wounded six others. The early morning blast occurred in Peshawar. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. Meanwhile, a suicide blast in eastern Afghanistan has killed at least eight people and wounded 16 others. Officials say the explosion in Jalalabad ripped through a crowd outside the residence of a former district police commander. The Islamic State took credit for the bombing, saying it killed and wounded more than 50 people. And China is cutting import tariffs on a range of consumer goods amid pressure from the United States, Europe, and other governments for better access to its growing domestic market. The move announced today comes as Beijing tries to spur economic growth, driven by consumer spending instead of trade and investment. The cuts take effect December 1st and would reduce import tariffs on some goods by as much as two-thirds. In Washington, I'm Doug Bernard.
That's the latest world news from VOA.